I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to the most recent research, toddlers have the highest risk for potentially blinding eye injuries at home from accidental exposure to chemicals and household supplies. To talk about preventing these childhood eye injuries is Dr. Edward Wilson. He's a professor of ophthalmology and pediatrics at MUSC. Dr. Wilson, tell us a bit more about the latest research related to toddler eye injuries from chemicals that are found at home.
This was a study where an analysis was made of emergency room visits all over the country. Very large study, and it was surprising to find that these eye injuries from chemicals were more common in toddlers than in adult males. I think everyone was surprised by how many there were. We know, all of us have seen them in the office, that toddlers get into cleaning supplies and detergent packets and all sorts of things that are kept low in a cabinet or around the house or even in the bathroom. These chemicals can cause serious eye injury. The toddlers spray them in their face or they take a packet and squeeze it until it explodes. We just don't think that these are as dangerous as they are, but they really are. Many of them are alkaline or acidic, and when splashed in the eye, they can cause very serious injury.
And what's the best line of defense for parents and grandparents with kids at home?
You just have to keep all of these chemicals away from children locked in a cabinet or high enough that toddlers can't reach them. Even chemicals that might seem to be less dangerous, even alcohol-based disinfectants, anything that might cause an eye injury needs to be kept out of the reach of toddlers. And I know that makes common sense, but we all look at our homes and we just don't always do that.
And especially things like detergents and things that we're so used to using every day, parents might not be as alert to some of those chemicals, which can also cause harm.
That's right. They really can. It's surprising how much harm they can cause if sprayed in the eye, and especially if the child doesn't seek attention right away and it's not washed out right away. So especially the alkaline, the ones that have a pH that are down into the alkaline range rather than the acid range. In work-related injuries, it's mostly acids. In home-related injuries, it's mostly the alkaline, and the alkalines are actually much more dangerous to the eye. They penetrate the eye faster and cause much more scarring.
Dr. Wilson, what can parents do if indeed a child gets a hold of some of these sprays or products and there's fear that they have gotten some in their eyes?
The most important initial step is to flush out the eye with water to try and dilute the substance, and then get the chemical, bring it with you, and go to the emergency room. They're going to flush out the eye even more. They're going to test the pH of the material, look at the contents, and then decide what to do next. Flushing any sort of water you can get into the eye on the way to the emergency room.
And quick action is needed.
Quick action is really needed. Minutes matter in some of these, especially alkaline injuries.
Dr. Wilson, thank you for providing this information about preventing childhood eye injuries.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.